Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Accomplished some of the goals that you had set for yourself this week.
And we hope that you're ready to settle down, grab your pens, and get some new information tonight. One of the things that I love about tonight's show is, of course, here on Woman to Woman, our goal is to bring you guys relevant topics, relevant tools to help empower you through your life and to enrich your life. But I just love, Coach D, when you brought this topic and we were talking about health and wellness, and you started talking about the lymphatic system. At first, I was thinking, you know, like, what is that, and why would we want to talk about that on the show? Like, why would that be of any interest to anybody? And again, we always have to do research for our shows. And after reading a little bit about the lymphatic system, one of the things that I started ticking in my brain is, we will go, women. Most of us can tell you how to put on all types of makeup, which brand is best and which brand is not best. Men, you could talk about going to the gym and what weights to use, what's the best time, and what supplements that you can use to build your muscle and different things like that. But most people don't know about keeping ourselves healthy, keeping our immune systems healthy, because what good is it to have a good-looking face or all these muscles if you're dying from the inside out? We go to school and we learn so much. We learn about reading. We learn about writing. We learn how to put machines together. But do they really teach us how to keep this body together? This is the only body that we have that is supposed to carry us throughout our lifetime. And if our minds work perfectly but our bodies don't, what good is it when our bodies are going to shut down on us potentially? And so one of the things that I was learning and reading about the lymphatic system, our bodies are so designed to heal ourselves, like without medication. And so if we're designed that way, but we don't know how to treat it well and what are the proper things to put into it, then is it really serving its full purpose for us? And so again, you know, I was excited learning more when you brought this topic out for this show, because ladies, we have been bringing some awesome shows this year, well, throughout our broadcasting lifetime. However, this year we've been really trying to be very impactful with the shows that we've been bringing, like more intentionally so and intensely so. And so, again, because of this topic, I'm like, okay, wait a second. This is going to really encourage some of us who can't even – I don't know about you, but I've been having trouble at times keeping my thoughts straight or remembering certain things, and I wasn't, you know, really aware that there's like when you have so much waste in your body, just how much it affects the way that you produce in the world. And so I know I did a lot of talking, but again, I hope that lets you guys know how excited I am. Amen, Coach D.
That's true. Yes, indeed. We are excited. So what I want to do is just kind of, oh, guys, I'm so excited. And I'm going to welcome our guest because she has a lot of information that she's going to be sharing with us. And I can't wait to get to it because, like I said, again, a lot of people don't understand the lymphatic system. You know, you heard about the glands. You heard about normally when people get cancer and it gets to a stage 4, they say, oh, it spread it into the, you know, in the lymphatic system. And normally once it gets in there, that, you know, people start losing hope. And so we want to see how we can make sure that we're staying healthy as it pertains to this system. So without further ado, we're going to introduce to some, present to others. Our guest, Vanessa Fisher Scott, are you in the studio on tonight?
Vanessa is in the house. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
I definitely appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. We are so honored to have you here in the studio on tonight. Now, for our listening audience, if by any chance you hear any technical difficulty as far as sound, please dial 1 on your dial pad. Let us know so that we could get it corrected. We want to make sure that you could hear everything that the woman of God is going to speak to us about tonight. She is an 18-year veteran of health and wellness business, and she's going to share more with us, but I'm just so excited. So, Vanessa, a lot of our guests, our listening audience is global, and a lot of people don't know who Vanessa is. So share with us, who is Vanessa?
Well, Vanessa Fisher Scott is very enthusiastic about sharing the health, sharing my information on what I received for health. I'm a colon hydrotherapist, a licensed massage therapist, a certified weight trainer, and a board certified Christian counselor. And all of those are for the mind, body, and the spirit. And they all work together to bring balance to myself and as well as clients. And I say to myself because I have to apply what I'm teaching to get the benefit so I can be a testimony to others and offer that conviction of proof that what I'm sharing and what I'm offering, even as services, actually will benefit them in their health. I'm also a mother,
Amen.
A mother of three beautiful daughters, a grandmother of four beautiful grandbabies. And so, I'm definitely here to give you what has been given to me.
Awesome.
Great. Awesome. So now what I'm going to do, because I'm going to step back and just let you go at it and let's minister. I mean, Coach, we're doing a switch. Unless Coach LaDon is going to have any other things you may want to present, I want to step back and just allow you to. I know you said that you're, I know you deal with colonics. I know you deal with other health things, ear toning, different things. So we're going to get into those, but I want you to just, first of all, let's start off ignorant. What is the lymphatic system? What is that? I mean, I know about the heart. I know about the lungs. I know about, you know, the liver. But what is that?
Well, glad you asked that question. And I found that there's a lot of people who really don't understand what your lymphatic system is. And we have to be reminded that this is in our body. And so one of the things I always encourage is that we have to do our own research, our own study to know more about our body, because we are responsible for the condition of the body. And so we have to take personal responsibility for our own personal self-care and our health. And as I've asked many people in an audience before, what is your lymphatic system? Can you tell me where it's located? And I can tell you, no one raised their hand. This system is a very powerful system. It is your defense system, your immune system. And you think about what's protecting you from sickness, infections, disease. When we take in so many different environmental things, whether it's coming through the water, whether it's coming through the food, and the things that we are bringing in through our lungs, our body has to defend us from these things that can hinder our system. And so, what the lymphatic system includes is your lymph, which I'll explain that, the lymphocytes, your lymph vessels, your lymph nodes, your tonsils, the spleen, and the thymus gland. Those last three, the tonsils, spleen, and the thymus gland, are your lymphoid organs. They're the only lymphoid organs that help assist in the lymphatic system. The lymph, when you notice when you are swollen and you touch your tight skin, it's usually tight if it's swollen, and your skin usually is shiny. And when you touch it, when you press your fingers in it and you press up, there's a like a sticky substance, which is the lymph. It's like a colorless fluid. that's in your skin, underneath your skin. Then you have your lymphocytes. And you have to keep in mind, for me, I always think of the lymphatic system like our U.S. defense system, or the I picture it like a border control mission. And the border control is to detect and prevent the illegal entry of aliens in the United States. And so it's similar to that of the lymphatic system. It's here to protect you. And the lymphocytes are a form of small, very small white blood cells that come in and to defend when there's something on alert. If there's something you've eaten and your body says, this is not natural, this is foreign, this is a foreign substance. And it's like what it does is it creates those white blood cells to go and to aid in flushing that out through your system. Then you have your lymph vessels, and then your body is covered from head to your feet with lymph vessels. Your lymph vessels converges and eventually empty into the blood, and it's actually at two locations. And if you can touch your it's right underneath your neck, the bones, or your clavicle bones. The lymph vessels from the upper right limb and the right half of your head, your neck, your chest, that forms your right lymphatic duct. You can actually feel it when you press in to the right side of the top of your clavicle bone, right underneath your neck. You press in, that is your right subclavial vein. The fluid from the right side of your head, your neck, and chest flows into that area. You can feel it with your hand. On the left side, your left side of your head, if you cut it in the middle, the right side of your head filters down through the lymph vessels, which is the rest part of your the thoracic duct, and that empties into the left subclavial vein. And so as you're touching it, you can kind of get an idea of how things are flowing. And just to keep in mind with your lymph, we also have the lymph nodes. The lymph nodes, there's 200 in your neck. There's 800 in your body. And so the lymph nodes are what they do is they move and they flush the toxins through your lymph nodes. If there's anything foreign, it flushes it through your lymph nodes. So the immune system is activated, and I'll explain that later when you start showing different breathing techniques. Also, you have your spleen. The spleen, what it does, it doesn't do much for the lymph, but what it does is it recycles red blood cells, and it pretty much replaces about 2 million cells every second, and it also aids in your digestion. Also, the thymus. The thymus is it's the part of the what it does is trains the immune cells, and it fights off your infections like a training camp. Basically, it functions as a site for the processing and the maturation of the lymphocytes. So it's there to respond to any foreign substance. And so those are the different parts of your lymphatic system. And to tell you where your lymph nodes are located, you have some behind your ears. And you notice that if you have any sinus issues, usually your lymph nodes behind the ears may swell. And what happens is I'll talk about that at the end, how you can actually assist in flushing out your lymph nodes and those that are swollen. And so you have some in your neck, you have them underneath your armpit, which is the axillary lymph node. You have them in your groin area. You have them behind your knee. You have them behind your ankles, have them in your thoracic cavity as well. So when they're swollen, I'm going to show you towards the end of this call on different techniques on how you can assist the flow of lymph through your system whenever your limbs are swollen.
Okay,
awesome. Yes, the function, now the function of your lymphatic system is responsible for the removal of interstitial fluid from the tissues. It helps to maintain fluid balance in your tissues, absorbs fat and other substances from the digestive tract. The lymphatic system is part of the body's defense system. It's your immune system. It protects you from sickness and disease, viruses, bacteria, fungus. It also transports white blood cells to and from the lymph nodes into the bones.
Now, I have a question because I find it interesting that the system is our defense system to help, protect us against bacteria and virus. And I know that the tonsils do that. But what I also notice is, I know my son had his tonsils removed because the doctor's thoughts were that he was having a lot of issues with his tonsils swelling, and the doctor said, well, his tonsils are so, damaged that they weren't doing their job, and their job was to filter, mm-hmm. Filter
yes.
through. So my question would be is that we're finding more now than ever before, at least I know when I was a child, you didn't hear about a lot of people getting their tonsils taken out and their spleens taken out. And they're saying, and they're really, society begin to say, well, there's no use for it, just take it out. So what I'm hearing you saying is that's far from the truth, because those things are important.
Well, absolutely. The tonsils provide protection against pathogens, through infections, and actually other harmful materials entering into the nose and the mouth. And usually when the tonsils have been removed, you find that you tend to be more susceptible to infections and sickness. And so I always encourage people to do the self-care technique, because when your tonsils are taken out, the rest of your the other lymph nodes in your throat have to pick up the slack. Somewhere else, your organs have to pick up the slack. And so towards the end, as I'm talking about the techniques and sharing different ways you can keep your lymphatic system from pretty much from your head to your feet functioning the way it's designed to function, so that everything is flowing, because your spleen, your thymus, your tonsils, all of those things have to work in conjunction, in balance, in harmony, to maintain a healthy homeostasis in the body. And so also it will also filter through the liver. So all of the organs participate with the lymphatic system. Did you have any more questions?
Yeah, now, and I'm going to get away from this, but I just want to, so for people who have had, like, their tonsils removed, or I don't know if the adenoids, are the adenoids connected to that as well? Because if people that have had tonsils removed and adenoids removed, and maybe some people that even had spleen, I think, removed, how do they, what could be some precautionary measures for them because they've had these things removed to help protect their bodies?
Okay. Are you saying to prevent them from having their spleen and their tonsils removed?
I'm actually talking about after the fact, because I'm sure people have had them removed. Yeah. So how do they, now that they have these things missing, which are key things to their system, what are some things that they could do to help their bodies now that they've had those things removed?
Okay. one of the best things to do, because the lymphatic system starts in the digestive system. One of the things you have to do is maintain a healthy digestion system that's eating healthier, is chewing your food at least 100 times, chewing your food properly. For some people, they have to take that digestive enzymes to assist in the breakdown of the fats and proteins, proper elimination. If you're eating 3 to 4 times a day, you should be eliminating from your colon. That's having 3 to 4 bowel movements a day. Having proper hydration, making sure you're drinking at least 6 to 8 glasses of water. For some people, they say they drink enough water, and I always ask if you are urinating frequently. If you're urinating more than usual, it's best to sip on the water throughout the day so that you can absorb it. And you can always tell if you are absorbing it if your skin is hydrated, your hair is not dry. So you will know if you are drinking adequate amount of water, because even your stool would be soft. So maintaining a healthy digestion, because as I was saying, the lymphatic system starts in the digestive system, right there where the little villi and they where the lacteals are right where the lymphatic system meets. And so it starts which are designed to pull fat. It pulls fat off the intestinal tract and breaks it down so they can break down the fats. And then it delivers the fats into the lymph system for energy for the body. So the fats digest into the blood. So it's very imperative that our digestive system is working properly.
Okay.
So I can give you some indications. So I want to give you some indications. The question is, how do you know if your lymphatic system is clogged or if there's something going on? One thing is edema. If you have any type of swelling in your limbs, some people have them. Some can have it in the breast, your abdominal area, your ankles, your legs. Usually what happens with that, because of the way that the lymphatic system functions, if 30 liters of fluid passes from the blood capillaries into the tissue each day, so if where there may be 27 liters pass from the tissue spaces back into the blood capillaries. Now, if the extra 3 liters of fluid were to remain in the tissues, the tissue spaces, edema usually is a result. Sometimes it can cause tissue damage and possibly even death. That's why it's so important to make sure you're doing the self-help, self-care tips that I'm going to share with you in a moment. And so these 3 liters of fluid enter the lymphatic capillaries, where the fluid is called the lymph, that colorless fluid. And then it passes through your lymph vessels back to the blood. So that's why hydration is very important. It actually helps balance the fluid in your cyst, in your lymphatic system. So drinking plenty of water, monitoring how much toxicity is actually in the body, because when the fluid is flowing, what happens is when you're under a lot of stress, when you have a poor diet, if you're eating foods that are greasy, fried foods, that can cause cause edema on the body. When there's too much and your body's not allowing the fluid to flow through your system. Stress, lack of exercise also causes the lymphatic system to become congested. All right. Also, fatigue.
Wow.
Fatigue can cause, or actually one of the indications that your lymphatic system is needs to be decongested. Bags underneath your eyes, headaches, your sciatic. When some people have their sciatic nerve, usually it starts in your glute, and it causes pain up your back and your lower hamstrings, and so that can be a sign. Usually, you know, you can eliminate that through stretching, and it also helps reduce inflammation when you start walking. Your lower back pain, rheumatoid arthritis, post-surgery, cosmetic surgeries, and I've seen many people come in with different types of cosmetic surgeries for many years. It can be from breast augmentation, facelifts, BBLs, tummy tucks. You know, I've seen with your underneath your arms and all these things, when your body has been cut on, causes a lot of trauma. However, when you're getting assistance with and aiding it with the health of your tissue muscles through lymphatic drainage, which is a I'll also talk about that later, it will allow the lymph fluid to flush the toxins. Anytime you're taking medications to relieve the pain, that medication has to be flushed through your system. And when you have a healthy lymphatic system and the lymph fluid is flowing through your lymph vessels properly without any congestion due to stress or, you know, poor diet or any type of trauma, it allows that the medication, the anesthesia, all of the things that was taken during the surgery to be flushed out through your system. And so also, if you have chronic pain, eczema, weight loss, migraines, hay fever, wrinkle reduction, muscle cramps, scars, jet lag, enlarged lymph nodes, fibromyalgia, stress, PMS, chronic fatigue syndrome, gout, pre-surgery, sleep disorders, cold hands and feet, increased cold and flu. One of the things with the lymphatic drainage is that with the wrinkle reduction, when we're applying soft, smooth strokes on the face, it allows us to move any areas that in the skin to flush those toxins through your skin, and that can help eliminate wrinkles in the face when you're doing it on a regular basis, 2 to 3 times a week, to help reduce wrinkles, and also helps with cellulite. So I'm going to discuss different techniques for maintaining a healthy lymphatic system. And one of the things is, yes?
One of the things I wanted to do before you discuss the healthy techniques, what I would like to do is just find out from our listening audience if there's any questions of what she has already gone over. If you have any questions, please dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you may have a question about what has already been discussed. And then we're going to get into, as she said, some techniques, and we could go further. But at any given time, at this point, this will be the time that if you do have questions, you could dial 1. But we're going to continue on with the techniques. I did have a question because you were beginning to list a lot of things that could be signs of clogged, you know, that your lymphatic system could be clogged. And, man, I'm sure that most of us could either probably, I know at least a few of those things that I could look at and say, wow, you know, when you talk about fatigue or bags or lower back pain and so forth. What about burning? I have a friend of mine that deal with this intense burning, and I mean, she's going to go and get, you know, more information, but could that be some symptoms that there's something going on with the lymphatic system?
Possibly. If the burning is topical, or is it underneath the skin? It just depends. If she's having any type of rashes with the burning, and if it's
no kind of,
if it's just in a,
yes, no kind of rashes. It's just mainly the face in the cheek area and the feet. There are some of the main parts that you know that she feels the burning, but it's no rashes that's associated with her or anything. And I mean she's gonna have to probably definitely seek medical. But I was just wondering if you ever heard of that, and could that potentially be the lymphatic system?
Actually, I have seen a couple people with the burning, but in very small areas. I have done the lymphatic drainage on them. What happens is as we're pressing in those areas and pushing the toxins through the system, depending on where it's located, it helps alleviate the pain, the burning, briefly, but it still returns. And so the clients would have to do more than one or two lymphatic drainage per week in order to really see the result of the burning.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay, great.
You know,
okay,
one of the things
awesome.
I want to say is, you know, a lot of times when we hear about people feeling fatigued and bags under their eyes, or even issues eliminating, people don't necessarily think about, you know, that it has anything to do with the lymphatic system being backed up. A lot of times, you know, we'll go to stress, but even stress doesn't necessarily trigger there's something going on with my lymphatic system, more so than, oh, I need a vacation, or, you know, the job is asking too much, or my kids are asking too much, or my man is asking too much.
Yeah.
I need some time alone. So I'm pointing this out because there's so many, the list that you went over, there were so many different things where my thought process was like, wow, I've been affected by this, I've been affected by that. Is there, like, you know, I know that stress can also not be a cause of the lymphatic system being backed up, but when we have one or two or more of those symptoms together, is there like a specific combination that should really make us pay attention and perk up to say, you know what, this may definitely be more so of a clog, and let me go get this checked out?
Yes, actually, it can be. You can't have more than one. And I think what we may have to understand is that when these symptoms occur, they don't always just happen overnight. These things could have happened over a period of time of prolonged stress, or you know, not getting enough sleep. Or any of these things. So over a period of time, and so we don't really think about the symptoms that these symptoms that I've named, and we don't think that it relates to our lymphatic system. And one, I think that we just need more education on the lymphatic system. We've talked about, you know, we know other systems, your cardiovascular system, your circulatory system, and this is the lymphatic system is parallel to the circulatory system. And so I think as we educate more and as I give you the techniques are things that you can apply. These are things you can do before you get in a shower. You can be more mindful
of it when you're exercising, because usually when you're exercising, you feel more refreshed. You don't necessarily feel tired unless you've overdid it. But usually, a nice walk, a brisk walk, you feel better. You don't feel fatigued. And so what you're doing is as you're getting regular exercise, and when I'm saying regular exercise, I'm really saying regular exercise every day, doing something, even if you have to walk to your mailbox, or you walk around the corner, or you find a park to just do some brisk walking, not where you overexhaust yourself, but where you get some deep breathing in. And so one of the things with the lymphatic system is that it depends on our movement. We have to be doing some type of moving. It doesn't have a pump like a heart pump. It doesn't have that. It pumps on muscular contractions. And so when you're moving, it allows the lymphatic system to move that fluid through your lymph vessels and to pick up all the debris and to cleanse it and to take it where it's supposed to go and to flush it through your system, through your bowels and through your urine, to flush it out of your body. That's why when you are doing regular exercise, it allows you to sweat. So you are removing toxins even through your skin, which is one of your largest the barriers. Even lymphatics is a protective barrier from sickness and disease. So when you're flushing the toxins out of your body, it allows your system to continue to cleanse its system, and you're flushing, and it keeps it from being on overload, basically. Also, dress loosely. Like, say, for instance, I encourage women to not wear tight underwear, because where your panty line is located is where your inguinal lymph nodes are located, and they're clusters of tiny lymph nodes that protect your groin area. So dress loosely and allows your body to breathe and to move freely. And another thing with the dressing loosely is that it allows your fluid to continue to flow. If you notice, there are some people may have one leg swollen, or maybe both swollen, and that's sometimes that fluid gets trapped when you're sitting, especially when you're sitting for a long period of time. If you're working and you're sitting at a desk, and one of the things I always encourage people to do is to get up and walk. Even if you receive a 15-minute break, get up and move, go walk outside, or take the stairs for 5-10 minutes and come back to your desk. But keep that moving, that area moving, your quads and your hamstrings. Move it. And even if you are not able to move it, take your fingers. You can take your fingers and go from your knee and just feather-like strokes up towards your hip, and just keep doing that if you have to sit at your desk and you can't move on a frequent basis. And I stated before, the next one is hydrate with water. And I definitely encourage drinking warm water with lemons in the morning. That helps cleanse. It helps, of course, get your digestion functioning properly, and then but it allows you to start hydrating in the morning. And also find ways to reduce your stress. If you take bubble baths, you really have to create a self-care plan for your health, for your life, for your body. If it's taking bubble baths, if it's purchasing essential oils to help release and relax your mind, relax your body. Chiropractic wellness and adjustments. Some people say they're afraid of adjustments. I personally have received many adjustments, and it actually helps realign your spine and allows that fluid to flow properly through your spine and helps, you know, retract your nerves and your muscles and your tissues. Also, colon hydrotherapy, however you want to do it, that helps to flush the toxins out of your large intestines, which also helps your immune system. It's also responsible for about 75% of your immune system as well. You can do enemas at home with enema bags. You can purchase the little small ones at the grocery stores. But however, you can do colon cleanse. You can do juicing. Even if you drink juice every day, some smoothies. Get smoothies into your system. I always encourage you to try to do it every day because of the fiber. The fiber allows the waste to come off the walls. That also will help with fatigue and energy. Also, rebounding. This is something that I do. Rebounding. I mean, you can do it for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. What you're doing is you can jump on your child's trampoline, or you can purchase a rebound. You can purchase it on Amazon. I definitely encourage not purchasing the cheapest. Don't purchase the cheapest. You want to find one that's great quality and allows you to, you can actually hold on to a handle. They have the rebounding where you are jumping like on a trampoline, but it's very small and designed for one person, and it actually moves your lymph. It gets your lymph system moving, and also when you're breathing, you know, properly out of your nose, taking deep breaths and rebounding, that helps circulate the fluid, and as well, it also helps with your circulatory system as well. And so that, doing that three or four times a week, some people do it every day for a couple of minutes, definitely helps get the lymphatic system moving. Can also help alleviate some of the edema that some people have. Breathing, having some really good breathing techniques, breathing through your nose, that also allows you to and in fact, when you breathe good through the nose, the air goes through your nose down into your lower lobes. It fills your rib cage, so it's going deep into your rib cage and causing the lymph to go from your rib cage and move away from your chest and your lower abdomen. So it's allowing you to pump. So lymphatic system is pumping the lymphatic fluid away from the chest to the chest, from the lower abdomen back to the heart, and from the head back to the heart so it can be processed. So breathing from your nose, taking those deep breaths, you can do it before you go to bed. That'll help you with your sleep. You can do it in the morning when you wake up, and taking deep breaths, even if you're at work, just throughout the day, just taking those deep breaths. Do about 5-6 times. And it also allows the oxygen to go to your brain, your brain, to help with cognitive and memory issues if you're dealing with those, and that also helps as well. So, and also you can try the lymphatic drainage therapy. What that is a form of massage. It's about a 60-minute massage when you work with a licensed massage therapist, and it's a very light pressure. You don't use any oils. You're just using hand strokes from the front of your body and the back of your body, assisting the flow of lymph in those areas, which it flows up towards your lymph nodes and through your lymph nodes. And so the therapist is also assisting in working with the your lymph nodes, your lymph vessels, and just pushing that fluid in a very wave-like movement, very light, fresh, and very relaxing therapy. And you can find that anywhere if you Google, if you're looking for a therapist. Also, anti-inflammatory diet. it's best to work with a clean diet, more of an alkaline diet, which is consist of fruits and vegetables and your nuts and some grains. I always encourage a possibly gluten-free diet if you're having any type of issues with your joints, your bones, of any fatigue, anything like that. And like I said, the juicing helps. You get some fresh juice in, whether you buy it or you make it yourself with a juicer. Also, smoothies. Smoothies are pretty simple and easy to make in the morning. You can put your kale, bananas, strawberries, blueberries. Blueberries are really good for your lymphatic. Well, all the berries are really great for the anti-inflammatory diet. Also, swimming. Swimming also helps assist the lymphatic system. When you're taking strokes in the water, it's flushing across your skin. It's like a brush, and it's flushing and moving the lymph, and that's all the entire body. So that helps move, get your lymphatic system pumping because you're having to breathe, you're exercising, you're moving. And so, as I've stated before, the lymphatic system depends on some form of movement. And now dry skin brushing. Dry skin brushing is where you use a loofah brush. You can use a long handle. That's the one I use before I get in the shower. I use a long handle loofah brush. The bristles can be a little, you can actually use the loofah brush is a little firm, but not too firm, where you don't want to be too abrasive on your skin, but you want to be able to move your skin. So what you do before you get in the shower or take a bath, you want to use the dry skin brush from your feet. And in fact, before you even start, you want to take about 4 or 5 deep breaths, as I was stating earlier. Take the deep breaths. That gets your system pumping. It stimulates your lymphatic system. You use your loofah brush, and you brush from your feet up towards your heart. You brush your ankles. You brush around behind your ankles where your lymph nodes are. You brush up your leg and behind your knee, because you have lymph nodes behind your knee. You want to be very soft and smooth with the lymph nodes behind your knee because they're very sensitive. And then you brush up your quads and then your hamstrings. And so you do that on both legs, and then you brush up your abdominal area, and then you take your arm and you brush towards your shoulder. You brush your hand going towards your heart in very firm strokes. And you're taking deep breaths while you're doing it. And if someone can help you with your back, that will be excellent. It's very exfoliating. However, it also stimulates. And the way that you know that it works, and I've tried it before, many years ago I started with the dry skin brushing. What happens is when you're doing it every day, you're going to notice that you will urinate more frequently. So that means you're cleansing. And then you will also have more frequent bowel movements. And then you also notice you will have more energy. And that's how you will know if this is working. And these are things that you can do at home. You can purchase the loofah brushes at any grocery store, Bed Bath & Beyond, and those will actually work. And even if you don't have one tonight, you can actually use your hand and brush very light, feather strokes up from your feet and legs and your hip and all the way up to your arm and your chest going, your left chest going towards your left underarm and the right chest going towards your underarm. It everything goes flows towards your lymph nodes.
You know, one of the questions I wanted to ask was how soon would anyone see results with this, or can you see results with this dry skin brushing? Is it immediate results? Is it something that happens over time? But what would you say is the soonest that someone would start seeing results?
Well, with the luffah brush, it's probably about 2 days, maybe 3 days. It depends. I've seen it even in 1 day. I've worked with different clients that work that have edema. And so just to give an example, I was seeing a lady that had her legs were swollen. Both of her legs were swollen. And once I started working on from her ankles and her feet and up through her leg and around, really taking time to use my hands. Actually, I was using my hands. And this is when I realized that lymphatic drainage is one of my favorite things to offer, is when her legs were highly swollen. And by the time I finished working and slowly using my fingers to assist the flow of lymph up towards the lymph nodes, but towards her heart, by the time I finished with that session, her legs were normal. And so that's been a huge testament to the power of lymphatic drainage assistance. Anyone can do it. If you know someone that's dealing with edema, you could actually do it yourself, and that's through using your fingers. And I can feel the lymph on my fingers because I've done it so long. Did that answer the question? Okay.
Did that answer your question? Okay, because I have a question. Because I got my list here. I've been taking notes. You mentioned rebounding.
Yes.
And my question would be, I'm sure that probably provides some type of support, but what about jump roping? Would that be?
Yes.
Would that have an effect, or is that kind of harsh on the knees and ankles?
It depends on how long you are jump roping. Usually you don't jump rope that long unless you're doing reps. Jump roping can help. And in fact, even if you didn't use the jump rope, sometimes what I do is I just jump up and down. I just jump up and down and I do my deep breathing. And I know when I'm doing that, I'm moving my lymph. I'm moving my system. I'm decongesting. It's like you're moving this waste and toxins off those lymph vessels, and it's flowing and it's moving, and you're assisting in what it's doing because it's declogging your system. So yes, a jump rope, because you're still moving, you're still having some form of movement. Even if you were jumping up in the bed, I mean, you do whatever you have to do to get your system moving. I mean, it has so many different benefits when you're moving.
Okay, great. A lot of great information. Again, I want to ask our audience. Oh, we do have someone. I'm sorry. We have a caller. Caller, sorry for the long wait, but area code 832, last 48767. You are live on Woman to Woman.
Hi. How do you deal with, what can help sciatica pain? And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but
yes.
The sciatic nerve, what can help that?
Well, there's several things you can do. One of the things I do, and I've done because I've experienced it. One, you want to do deep breathing because, one, that's going to stimulate your lymphatic system. You're going to get that pumping. You're going to get things moving. And what you want to do is you want to lay on your back. You can lay on the floor, you can lay in the bed, and you do a hamstring stretch. What you do is you can bend one knee while you're laying on your back, take the other leg and take it across your left knee. And you take the left leg and you pull your knee towards your chest. And so you're stretching that sciatic nerve, because the sciatic nerve can radiate from your lower back through your glute and through your hamstring.
And so you can do that, or you can also you can lay across a desk, a chair, and a high chair, basically a chair that's up towards your hip, and you lay across it. You bend your whatever leg that's bothering you, you lay that across the chest, the chair, and you move your body, your upper body, over it. So you're stretching it. You're bending over the chair with your leg bent in the chair. So you can actually feel it stretch from your lower back, your upper glute, and it'll stretch your hamstring. And also, as you in the bed or on the floor, you can bring your knees towards your chest and continue to do that, because it will stretch out that nerve.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. If there are any other callers that have any questions about, we've got a lot of information on tonight, a lot of good information. And so some, if you feel maybe a little overwhelmed because it was so much information, what I'm going to do is, again, you can dial one on your dial pad. We are at the end of our show, but what I would like to do, Vanessa, if you can, not everybody that's listening is in the Texas area, but for those who are, if you could share with them how they could get in touch with you, because maybe even if they're not in the area and they have some questions, or maybe they'll know, you could give them some information as to if they had to Google in their area, what would they look for? Because I'm not sure that I've ever seen anything listed as like lymphatic drain specialist or anything like that. So if you could just tell people how they could get in touch with you to get more information, or if they want to take advantage of your services.
Okay. All right, I can do that. When you're looking for someone to assist you with your lymphatic system, whether you've had surgeries, before your surgery to prepare your system for anything, you can look for a lymphatic drainage specialist, or you can look for a lymphatic drainage therapist. Usually we are trained, have gone to school, and are licensed in massage therapy. However, we are offering lymphatic drainage, and we've had to be certified in that. So you want to look for someone that is certified in lymphatic drainage therapy. And also, if you want to ask any questions, you can feel free to give me a call at 832-527-5857. My business is located in Kingwood, Texas. It is Therapia Health and Wellness, located at 1380 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood, Texas, 77339. And you can feel free to call, set up an appointment, and I can walk you through the session.
And one of the questions I want to ask for our listening audience, because you gave a list of, some things that we would be able to do on our own, and then you also gave a list of signs or symptoms to watch out for. Is there anywhere where you have that information available? So for those who may have missed a couple of the items or symptoms or self-help exercises, is there a list that somewhere where we can go and see that list, or is that something that you can make available to the listening audience?
I can make that available. I do have a list of things that I do share. And I can send that to you. If you can email me at Therapia, that's therapiea.massages@gmail.com. And if you request that, I can just send that to you.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, we've been great information, and we just thank you so much for being willing to come and sow seed by giving information that's very important. I know I've learned a lot tonight, and I've taken as much notes. I'm sure I've missed some things as well, but definitely taking some notes. I know that I have been a client of Vanessa since, I guess, March. I want to say maybe March, mid in March, yes. And middle March. And so one of the things that I can say is I have, you know, that I definitely noticed a difference when I was getting the massages. And like I was sharing with Vanessa, that what I noticed is I used to have a lot of ankle swelling, a lot of swelling with my ankle and my feet. And it just dawned on me because I've been dealing with that for a couple of years. I'm not the best with drinking water, so I try to do a lot better. And, of course, I had increased my water intake, so I just thought that because I increased my water intake, my ankle stopped swelling. But more recently, I was sharing with her that my filter in my refrigerator went out, so it was pushing me to have to drink bottled water, and I hate the taste of bottled water. And so I don't drink as much as I normally would with the filter water. But even in that time when I haven't been drinking that much water as much as I should be, my ankles are still not swollen. And it just dawned on me when I started kind of studying on what the lymphatic system was and listening to, I don't have the swelling anymore. And I honestly believe that I don't have the swelling in my ankles anymore because I was getting the massages on a regular basis that was causing my lymphatic system to begin to flow and move. And so those who are listening in that deal with swelling of your legs, your feet, your ankles, this may be the answer. I mean, it could be a million things, and by no means am I telling you not to seek medical attention, but maybe this is something you would want to try. It couldn't help. It couldn't hurt. It only could help, but this may be something you want to try to see if you get those swelling down, because it could just very well be that you're clogged up. So, again, we want to thank you, Vanessa, for coming and sharing. I know we're going to have to eventually do another show on this because it is a lot of information and to take in. But I would love to do another show because I would like to also talk about incorporate colonics. Because that's something that I remember was a big thing that people used to talk about a lot. A lot of people used to do it. I don't hear that much about it as much as I used to. But I would like to even just, you know, learn more about that, like what's the pros and cons to it, because I've heard both. I've heard that there are some pros. I heard that there are some cons. So maybe that's something we could share, you know, the next time that you, if you choose to come back on our show again, the next time that you come
absolutely.
Back on, maybe that's something that you can share.
I want to throw a challenge out there to our listening audience. For those of you who are online, I would challenge everybody to take one of the tips that you think affects the where you are now, something that would be useful, one of the self-help tools or self-help exercises. Do it for a week and come back and let us know what how it's helped you, if it's helped you, and what are some of the things that you've seen happen since you've done it. So you can either email us on our page, and then we'll make sure that Vanessa gets the information. Email us, post on our page, do something, but just let us know if this has helped you. I'm going to start with the scrubs, the dry brushing. Never heard of that before, but I'm definitely going to start with the dry brushing and see how it affects me, and I'll definitely let you guys know what my results are.
Well, I'm going to start. So I'm going to accept that challenge, and I'm going to take on, of course, I think I'm going to take on increase my water intake. I think I'm going to go back to the warm water with lemon, and then I'm going to do the jumping. I'm going to try just doing the jumping, you know, a couple of times throughout the day, just you know, do the jumping and see it, what, if that makes a difference. With that being said, there was a question I had that I lost focus on, and it came back to me. When you mentioned the warm water with lemon in the morning is a good cleanse, and I've done that. You know, I used to do that often, and it does kind of, it does help to get things moving. What
yes.
about, how do you feel about the apple cider vinegar? Because I hear people saying it's good, but see, you know, one of the things I know is that a lot of things people suggest, everything don't work for everybody. So I hear a lot of people saying the apple cider vinegar is good for multiple things, but I also know that there's people that have digestive issues, have different things where apple cider vinegar could really be damaging for them. What's your thoughts on that?
I think if it's damaging, it's probably because they're not using it properly. I do know, I don't know if my sister is on the call, my sister LaRonda, I don't know if she's on the call, but she's actually drinking it. My 14-year-old daughter drinks apple cider vinegar. She understands and knows the benefits, and if her stomach is upset or she knows if her, she understands the alkaline, her body, is, if it's not alkaline or doing things the right way, or she's not feeling a certain way, she will drink a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. She'll put cinnamon in it and lemon juice in it and drink it. And so it works. It definitely gives you energy. I think when people are drinking very small, maybe 2 tablespoons each day, can help. Some people use it for weight loss. But with the weight loss, you also have to eat properly. You have to eat healthy in order to really see the results. And when I'm saying healthy, to get the benefit of apple cider vinegar, you definitely want to just add maybe 2 tablespoons in your water. It could be warm water. I actually make a tea out of it. Usually when I'm making a tea, I'm using warm water, and sometimes even 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. If I'm just drinking it as a tea, because it can help alkaline your body and bring your pH balance back in place. I add cayenne, actually a sprinkle of cayenne pepper, and some honey, or either you can put, I use agave nectar because of it's the sugar and it's low glycemic. That's what I'm trying to say, low glycemic. And so you can drink it as a tea, but you have to monitor yourself and how you're drinking it and why are you drinking it? You know, why are you drinking it? Are you drinking it for energy?
You said a key thing, hate to interrupt, because you said that you put it into your water. Maybe that's why people are having an issue, because they're taking it direct.
Probably so. Something like that is just good to dilute it until you understand how it works on your body. I think it can affect your teeth, or if you're drinking it just the apple cider vinegar by itself, it, you know, can help hurt your teeth if you're doing it every single day. Some people feel like it's burning their chest when they're drinking just the apple cider vinegar. It's nothing wrong with diluting it. You're still getting the properties and the benefit from apple cider vinegar.
Okay. I'm that person, so I think that makes sense. I was just taking a shot, you know.
make it fun. That's why I put it in a tea and just drink it like that, because you know you're also getting it in, and then it also flushes your colon out. For some people, it makes you, you know, have more frequent bowel movements.
Okay.
We definitely have to have you back, because every time you say something, I have another
question.
Okay.
We have another caller. We actually have another caller that's asking a question. So, caller, you have a it's a no listed number, so I'm just going to, I think you know who you are, but your number is not, is showing up as one. So you are live on Woman to Woman.
What do you guys think about using apple cider vinegar as an enema?
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with it. Depends on how much you are using. Depends on
you
how
know,
much
like
you're using.
Enough to fill one of those red bags that you get like at the drugstore.
Okay, and how many tablespoons are you putting in the water?
Oh, you think you should water it down?
Absolutely. You're talking about the
okay.
Well,
what would you recommend?
Well, let me say this. Because I'm not a doctor.
Right,
but,
I understand that.
Okay. I'll tell you what I would do if I was using it for an enema. I would put maybe one tablespoon, and if the enema bag is 16 ounces, if it's 32 ounces, I would probably put two tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in it.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
Some people do put chlorophyll in it. So as far as, because you're asking about apple cider vinegar, I would probably do that and make sure it's highly diluted. I probably wouldn't put in more than one tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in it, and providing that it is good quality water that you are using.
Ooh, so what kind of water would good quality water? What would you use as good quality water? Let me rephrase that.
Alkaline. The alkaline water. I guess because I get the opportunity to be in a building with a chiropractor, that water that you drink, that's alkaline water that I have at the office. So I would use that, because the enema that you would do at home is how many ounces, the gentleman, how many ounces would you be using?
Probably about 16.
Okay. I would either use spring water or alkaline water. Because you're pouring it in the bag, and it's not that much, so you can purchase that and just the alkaline water and just pour it in there. You don't have to use the water from the
sink. So no tap water or anything like that.
No tap water. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Excellent. I commend you on that question. That's wonderful to hear a man talk about enemas.
Oh, I love them. I do them frequently, but I've never tried one with, the apple cider. But I will try it, and I will give your show a call and let you know how I make out, once I've done it. And I thank you for your time.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay.
So that would probably be the same as, because I know people do a coffee enema.
Yeah.
Where they do the coffee enema. And I've heard people just, I know people that's actually addicted. That's addicted to doing the coffee. They said after, and I've never done it. I've never tried it because I don't like anything. When you start talking about addictions, I'll be like, oh, Lord. But I've heard some tremendous reports about people who've done it, who just afterwards they feel the bloat is gone. They feel free. Energized. I mean, just everything. And I'm just like, I'm gonna have to try that.
Yes, you should. And in fact, I've administered the coffee, however, I've tried them. And remember, I said I don't like to tell anybody something I haven't tried. So, as far as the coffee enemas, you don't get addicted from the coffee. It doesn't, no caffeine, you don't get addicted to caffeine through your colon. It actually, what it does is it helps clean the liver and the gallbladder. And it's interesting enough that it actually gets over into your liver and gallbladder, because once the coffee in the water, because it's not just coffee, it's
the coffee is a blend in the water, and it goes into your large intestines, only just your large intestines. Once it's entered into your large intestines, you're going to lay on your right side. You lay on your right side in a fetal position so that the coffee can stimulate the liver and the gallbladder, and it cleanses it. And so after maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes, 15 minutes of laying on your right side, then you expel it through your bowels. However, you will notice my eyes would just pop. I mean, bright. You feel like you can see better. It makes you feel lighter. It makes you feel, if you feel so much better. That is probably where the addiction is, because once you feel better, you always want to feel better.
Yeah,
that's true.
So is it a particular coffee? I mean, Folgers, Starbucks. I mean,
that's no. Or you want to use organic coffee?
Organic.
Nothing with chemicals in it.
So organic coffee. And then it would be, if it was a 16-ounce bag with the organic coffee, I would do how much coffee to the 16 ounces of water?
Well, to the 15 ounces, usually I use the entire pot and add some water to it. And some people don't. Some people just use just the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so depending on how... You know, depends on how impacted the person could be. Usually before a coffee enema, you want to maybe even a day before or 2 days prior to flush your colon out first, so that when you get you want the coffee to get in there, so you don't want it to just be stuck in front of you know waste or whatever. You want to expel as much waste out of your colon, whether you're using psyllium husk, if you're using this apple cider vinegar, you know, smoothies, anything with fiber to purge your system. And I'll probably do maybe a fast, even I don't want to tell you too much, but just to purge your system before you do the coffee enema, because you don't want to feel sick because of all of the toxicity in your colon.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Wow. Well, again, I know I appreciate you. We went 22 minutes over, and we always like to respect the time of our guests and our audience. So we're going to have to bring you back on another show. We definitely want to bring you back on and be able to just really kind of, I think this show promoted a lot of questions. So we'll, you know, see how the questions come along. If we get a lot of questions, then that definitely we might need to do another show sooner than later. But we want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to this episode of Woman to Woman. We hope that you got a lot of great information. Again, if you have questions, you could actually either present them to myself or LaDon, and then we could get those questions back to Vanessa. And then when you present the questions too, if you do them privately, if you want to leave email or something or something, we could get you back the answers, or we could just inbox you either way. So we just, again, want to thank you for tuning in. And Vanessa, we thank you so much. We are honored that you took in the time to come on and share with us something so important. And Minister LaDon, do you have anything else to say in closing?
Yes, one of the things I want to say is that, of course, Vanessa gave out her email address at the top of the show or somewhere in the middle of the show. So if you have any questions, make sure that you are contacting her. I know there's a lot of people online that still have a lot of questions. One of the things that we're going to do is, because I know that some of you that might be listening may not always listen to our show, and you're probably wondering when she will come back on, we're going to make sure that Vanessa has that information and that we have that information as well. And she won't be back on next week. However, next week we should be able to let you guys know when to expect. expect her back on the show. And we'll probably do that at the top of the hour and also midway through the show and at the end of the hour so that you guys can, you know, make sure that you're tuning in. And don't forget the challenge. Do not forget the challenge, because we want to be able to come back to her and tell her what worked and what didn't work, or, you know, get more information so that we can increase our healthy new habits. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you. We look forward to you all tuning in on next Wednesday. And if you are available tomorrow, tune in to Processing the Pain at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Know that you're loved and appreciated. Have a good evening. Hold on, Vanessa.
I surrender.